Wir holding da Tzadik Vov und Alef bei der Mishnah. Mishnah says, Chazite Kohen Godol. The Kohen Godol that used to bring every single day his mincha, Chati Baboike V'chati in the afternoon, the locher is Lishoson V'yarichoson V'yafiyoson B'fnim. Both the kneading of it and the forming of it and the baking of it has to be done inside the Pnim, inside the Kodesh. And therefore, the Deicher says a Shabbos, also with Deicher Shabbos, since you cannot do this before Shabbos, because since it already has a Kedusha Saguf, if you would make the Chavitim before Shabbos and have a Psalmina, therefore you have to do it after the Deicher Shabbos. Now, how come the Chavitim Kohen Gadol is different? So Rashi says, because according to everybody, the Chatzi Yisorin, the special measuring cup they had of the Chatzi Yisorin, which the purpose was to measure off the Chavite Kohen Gadol, that first used to bring a complete Yisorin of flour, and then they would divide it in half and use this Chatzi Yisorin, that was Nimshach. And therefore the flour has a Kedusha Saguf on it, and therefore it has to stay inside the Pnim, therefore the kneading and the Yaricha has to be done inside. So Rashi explained how come the regular Yisorin was not Nimshach, because that everybody used to use, and there's example that sometimes they'll take it outside. Mashen came, the Chatz Yisorin that was only meant for the Kohen Gadol, he was Nizer, therefore that had Kedusha on it, therefore the dough has Kedusha, so it has to be done inside the Pnim, and like we said, therefore also it's Deicha Shabbos. Mashen came, Tichunon, Vihar Kedoson, Eina Deicha Shabbos, but to grind up the wheat, or else Hakoda to sift the wheat, that's not Deicha Shabbos, since this could have been done before Shabbos, therefore it's not Deicha Shabbos. And that's the klal omer of Kibra. Kibra says the klal that kol melacha shev shelo leyoses mero Shabbos, any melacha here for the chavitim that could have been done ero Shabbos, like the tchina, the grinding of it or the sifting of it, therefore ain't a derech Shabbos, it's not derech Shabbos. But a melacha shev shelo leyoses mero Shabbos, something that could have not been done ero Shabbos, like we're saying the kneading of it, cannot been of done Erev Shabbos, therefore the lacher is Deiches Shabbos, therefore it's Deiches Shabbos, because we cannot measure it off before Shabbos, because then the flour would have this Kedusha Saguf. If we would leave it overnight, it would have a Psalina. So therefore we cannot be make the Lisha or the Aricha before Shabbos, it has to be done on Shabbos itself, therefore it's Deiches Shabbos. The other Mishnah says, Kol ha-menochos, yesh bohen, maisa kli b'fnim. All the menochos, the avoda that was done inside the pnim, it had to be done with a kli, meaning to say that the lisha, the aricha, all of it was done by the kli shoris, b'fnim, inside, and not b'chutz, Rashi says. What was done, the avoda that was done inside, was done with the kli shoris, it gave it a kedusha saguf. Now, v'yein b'hem maisa kli b'chutz, but what was done outside, that was not done with the kli shoris, it was not done with the kli, in order not to give it a kedusha saguf, that it should be a psul yaitzei. In other words, the lishon, the aricha, of the shtei halechem, alechem aponim, that was done outside, that was not done in the kli shoris. So therefore the Mishnah says, keitzad, how does it come out, that shtei halechem, orkon shiva, the shtei halechem itself, it was long, 7 tvachim. For Roch van Arbo, it was wide, 4 tvachim. For Karnoseim, and they had horns on them, Arbo etzbois, 4 etzbois, was the Karen. So Rashi says, what was the Karnoseim, what was the horns? Sho yamadbik betzak, the chol zovius, used to put some dough at each corner. Ken kenayim, like horns. The Yerucha Karen, how long was each horn? It was dal etzbois. That's Rashi Shita. So the Karen of the Lechem Aponim was Arba Abbas. That's the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos. Then the Mishnah says Lechem Aponim. How did they make the Lechem Aponim for every Shabbos? Orkoi Asor. It was long, 10 Tvachim. The Roch by Chamisha was wide, 5 Tvachim. The Karnois of the Oslo had horns on the side of it. Shevet's boys on each corner, there was a horn, 7 Tvachim tall. Reb Yehuda says, Shletit, he made simonim, not to be misled here. So he made a simon of Zayin Dalad, which means that's the Shtei HaLechem It was 7 tefachim long, 4 wide, and 4 the keren. And Yud Hei Zayin, that was the Lechem Aponim, it was 10 by 5 by 7. Ben Zaymer says, the Pasuk says, V'nosata al hashulchan Lechem Aponim lefonai tamid, that the Lechem Aponim should always be on the Shulchan. Sidashin's meaning, Shiyiyah leponim, it should have a ponim, it should have a face to it. And Rashi says, ponim here means the funnels, should have sides to it, a side. Lishnachwinu Rashi says, Shiyiyah ponim zovius, Kronos also means it has corners to it, it has the horns on the side. So the Mishnah says, Shiyiyah leponim doesn't really mean a face, but it means there should be like an inside to it. In other words, that we have that the Lechem Aponim was flat on the bottom, then on both sides it came up, so there was an inside to it. So that's what Rashi says, Tufanus means on the two sides, there are two walls, two sides of it, and therefore there's a Panim, there's an inside to the Lechem Aponim. So comes out Ben Zayim is not arguing. He's only coming to say, how do we know what the Mishnah says before? It's coming to explain. Like in this Pasuk it says, Lechem Aponim, Rashi says it means, here we know that you said there was Kronos, there were the horns on the side. Now the Mishnah says, Hashulchan orka yasoro, the Shulchan itself was long, 10 tefachim, Roch by Chamisha was wide, 5 tefachim. Now Lechem Aponim that was put on the Shulchan was also orka yasoro, it was long, 10 tefachim, the dough itself, Roch by Chamisha was wide, 5. So how did they have the two rows of the Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan? So they did was like this. Noisein orkoi, they took the length of the Lechem Aponim. Kineged rochbo, they put it across the width of the Shulchan, Shal Shulchan. So it comes out that 5 tefachim, the middle 5 tefachim of the Lechem, was tackled on the Shulchan. But at both ends, it projected another 2.5 tefachim. So the did was, the koifel, they bent over, like this was the way it was in the dough. And they bent it over now to bring up the two sides. They folded over on both sides the extra part of this lechem. There was the middle 5 tefachim of it was on top of the shulchan. Now the extra 2.5 on each side they folded upwards. Nimtza comes out, orkoi memala kol roch by shol shulchan. The length of the lechem, which comes out only to be 5 tefachim, filled up the whole width of the shulchan. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So kala, each lechem was high 2.5 tefachim. So we had six lechems, one on top of another. Altogether, it was 15 tefachim tall. Rabbi Meir Shita was like this, that Hashulchan Orkoi Shnei Mosa. He also, the Shulchan was long 12 tefachim. Farach Bashisha was wide 6 tefachim. And the Lechem Aponim, he also agrees, like Rabbi Meir Shita, was Orka Yasor of Roch B'Chamisha, that everybody agrees to. The Lechem itself, the dough itself, was 10 Tefachim long and 5 Tefachim wide. So how did they put the Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan? So according to Yud, it's like this. Noisein Orkoi Kineged Roch B'Shal Shulchan. They took the length of the Lechem, which was 10 Tefachim long, and they put it across the width of the Shulchan, which was 6. So it comes out the middle 6 was on top of the Shulchan. On both sides was sticking out 2 tefachim. So now they bent that up. The koifol tefachayim mikan, tefachayim mikan. They bent up, folded upwards, 2 tefachim on each side. So it comes out the height of the 6 lechems were only 12 tefachim. Utefachayim revach b'yemtza. There was 2 tefachayim space in between. Because according to him, his shita, the length of the Shulchan was 12 tefachim, and they only put the width of it along the west, so it was 5 and 5, so it's only 10. There was still 2 tefachim space in between. What was the purpose of this space? Kedei shetei haruach menashevet b'neim, that the wind, the air, should come in between the chalis in order to keep them fresh, that it should not get stale. So therefore, there was space in between. Abishol says, he holds that the two cups of the Levoina Shalechem Aponim used to put there on the Shulchan itself in between the two rows of the Lechem Aponim in those two Tvachim, that's what they used to put the Shnei Vezichim of Levoina. Omrullah, the Chum said back to Abishol, no,
V'aloi kva nemo, the posik says, v'nosato al hamarechas lovoy nezako. So poshet al means on top, meaning on top of the lechem aponim, that's where you put the shnei v'zichem, like we had before, on top of the lechem. Omol hem, so Abishol says back, no. V'aloi kva nemo, posik also says, v'olof mate menashe, which does not mean on top, but it means on the side, next to it. Here also it could be when the pasuk says l'sat al hamareches does not mean on top of the rows of the lechem, but it could mean in between them on the sides of it. That's where you put the shnei bezichim. So that's the machlekes Abishol and the Tanakama, where exactly was the two cups of the levoina on the shulchan by the lechem upon it. Now the Mishnah continues and says abo sanifim shelzov hoyushom. There were like four rods of gold there also. Moved Solom Roshayim on top of it, it like branched off to a lot of branches. And we had before Pshat was this used to give support to the sides of the Lechem. Shoyisemchen then that the Lechem used to support the Lechem, used to be supported against the Snifim. Now Shnayim Lesedezer, two Snifim was for one row of Lechems. Ushnayim Lesedezer, and two of them was for the other row of the Lechems. There were two rows of six and six. Now, to go across from one sniff to another sniff was the Esrim Ushmoina Kanim. There were 28 rods, like that went across, that we had before to hold up the lechem in between one lechem and another lechem. And each one was Kechatzi Kon Cholol, like a half of a hollow reed, like a half of a bamboo stick. Arba Osel Seder Zeh, 14 for one Seder, for Yarba Osel Seder Zeh, 14 for the other Seder. So each said like it was six rows, one on top of another. So the bottom row of lechem was on the table itself. The second one had three for it, and the third one had three, the fourth one had three, the fifth one had three. That's four times three, that's 12. And then the top row, to hold up the top, the sixth one, that only had two rods across. So therefore he has 14 rods to hold up. They're like six lechems. Now, Loi sid, the Mishnah says, loi sid konim v'lonitil losam doichas Shabbos. Not putting in these rods across and not taking them away was doichas Shabbos. It cannot do this on Shabbos. Because really on Shabbos you had to take off the old row and the old lechem and put in the new one. So the Chur, they had to take away these konim in order to get the lechems out. So this had to have been done before Shabbos. They cannot do it on Shabbos. Since it's possible to do before Shabbos, it was not Doicha Shabbos. Ela rather, how did they do this? It was Nichnas Mera Shabbos. The Kohen used to walk in there before Shabbos. For Shemton, he would take off these rods that held up the Lechem before Shabbos. As much as few hours on Shabbos, nothing happened to the Lechem. For Noisnon Liorkoi Shel Shulchan, he would put these rods along the length of the Shulchan. And then on Shabbos, they would take out the old Lechems and put in the new lechems, and then after Shabbos, they would put their kanim back in place. Now the Mishnah says, Kol ha-kelim shoyi b'migdash, all the kelim that were in the migdash, you should know, okon liyokar shabayis, the length of the kli was along the length of the Beis HaMikdash itself, meaning to say it was between Mizrach and Maariv. That's the way the kelim were, the length of the keli was between Mizrach and Maariv. Now the Gemara said, it says, Kol ha-menochos, yesh ben maisa kli bifnim. All the menochos that was done inside was done with the kli shavus. Yesholu es Rebbe, the es Rebbe, Zuminen, how's the Mishnah to say this? Rashi says, Shem menochos tunis kli, that the menochos have to have a kli. Yesholim, so they said back to him, Rebbe said back to them, Harei Yewemu, there's a posuk in Yechezkel that says, this is the place in the Pnim inside the Azara where they should cook off the Korban Chattas and the Korban Oshem, the meat that the Kanam Allah eat after eat inside the Azara. And it also says, that you're supposed to also bake the Mincha there and not take it outside to the Chotzrach outside the Azara. So it's mashman this postik that minchas dum yud yoshem achatas. The baking of the minchas just like the korban chatas and oshem. That ma oshem achat, just like when they cooked up the oshem and the chatas. to Nikli, it was cooked up in Nikli Shoris inside the Azorom. Af Mincha Namit to Nikli, who had then Mincha itself also, the Yaricha, or the Lisho, the baking of it, had it been done in a Kli Shoris. Then it says, HaShulchan Orko Yasoro, the Shulchan was long, 10 Tfochim. Omer Rav Yechmechen says like this, Ledivri Oimer, Tfochayim Umachza Kaifol, if you hold that the lechem was folded upwards, 2.5 tefachim on each side, and there were 6 one on top of another, nimtza comes out, shulchan makadish, chamishos tefachim lamala, that from the shulchan upwards, for 15 tefachim, it was still had a kedusha, that the top lechem had its kedusha from the shulchan, meaning the kedusha of the shulchan goes up 15 tefachim. And ledivriyam, according to other man diyam, that it says, tefachayim kaifel no, he holds that the shulchan was 6 tefachim, was 6 tefachim wide. So therefore, you only had to fold up 2 tefachim on each side. If so, nimtza comes out that the 6 rows, 6 times 2, was mekadesh yud based tefachim lamala. The shulchan was only mekadesh 12 tefachim upwards. That's how tall the lechem went up. So more is the question, why only 15 or 12? It should be much more. We have before there are rods that go across in between one lechem and another lechem. So that took up space. Samura says, no. I tell you, kanim shakua mishakelu. These rods were like sunk into the lechem. Rashi says, when they made the dough, they formed it that there was a little pocket there that the rods could go like in between, like the lechem fit perfectly into the rods. So there was no space between one lechem and the next lechem. Samura says, no. My time, what's the purpose for they had this kanim was, Mishum ifush lechem, that they did not want the lechem to become spoiled, they wanted space to be in between them. If so, the way you're saying now, there was a perfect fit, saif saif ko mafish lechem. Samur says, still, the lechem will become spoiled without enough space in between them. Samur says, no, avada de magboya le purta. Yes, it was a little bit elevated, each lechem from the other one a little bit because of the kanim. Samur asks the question, if so, I weak o purta. That is, say, only 15 or 12 tefachim tall, there should be a little bit more, because there's a little bit space in between one lechem and the next lechem. Samara says, true, but kiv on the lehevi tefach, since it was not tall a tefach, lechoshev le, it's not machshev that space. Since it was not another tefach tall, it only says either 12 or 15. First question, I have weaker bezichim, I the cups of bezichim, that mean it was on top of the lechem, that was also kaddish, so it's more than 15 or 12 tefachim tall. Samara says, no, the gavei the lechem ev yasrei. Like if you hold that lechem aponim was like a broken box, so then it was mamish inside the lechem. So the walls that went upwards covered up the shnei bezichim, so did not come above the lechem. That was the same height as the lechem. Bahadi lechem ev yasrei. Ula bahadi lechem heavy kaimi. They were inside the lechem. Therefore, it only went up 15 or 12 tefachim, not more. Must question, but still we had before I Vika Kronos, I there's the horns of the lechem upon him that comes up 7 tefachim we had before. So Mora says Kronos lagavoy the lechem kaiflu. They used to like bend over these horns inside the lechem and did not come up project above, but it was bent down inside the lechem. The lechem ayil nachlei, and one lechem rested upon the other one, that the kronos, the horns, did not come above, it was like pressed down inside the lechem. Therefore, again, it was not above, more higher, more than 15 or 12 tefachim. Now the Gemara is the question still, v'ikim is gartoi, there's this rim that comes above the shulchan tefach. So why isn't that included? It should come out, the havamin is that the lechem is on top of the mizgartoi. So it should come out together to be 16 tefachim, not only 15. So Gemara says, I tell you, command yomem mezgarto lomato hoiso. Maybe Amishta, this cheshbon goes, if yodim mezgarto, this rim was downwards of the shulchan, not on top of the shulchan, but was lomato. So therefore, the lechem itself started on top of the shulchan. So it only came up 15 tefachim, not more. The Gemara still has, though, with the lomando yom, according to man yom that holds, Mizgartoi Lamalo Hoiso, that the mizgarta, the rim that went around the shulchan was above slachura, how come the lechem did not come up 16 tfachim? So Gemara says, no, even according to him, I'll tell you, perkudai heve meparkado, the lechem begavod the shulchan heve yosef, that this mizgarta did not come straight up, but rather Rashi says, came practum, like you're lying down on your back, shloisos kufa, it wasn't straight up. And the Mishupas, Rashi says, was like slanty. V'noita kalpechut, it was like slanty upwards towards the outside. So therefore, the lechem that was put inside the shulchan was not affected by the mizgeres. The mizgeres was like slanty outside of the shulchan. So therefore, the lechem started inside on top of the shulchan itself. Therefore, it only went up 15 tfachim and not more. That's called perkudei hevi meparktei. Means it was like leaning outwards, this misgeris, this rim. And therefore, the lechem begavod the shulchan heavy yosef, the lechem itself was sitting inside the shulchan, and it was not affected by the misgeris. Now, Kedatanya, like we learned, that Rabbi Yosi says, the hoyishom snifim, there was no snifim over there. There was no rods there, the bottom part of the shulchan, on the bottom, for the bottom row of the lechem, to hold up the lechem, but rather, bella mezgartoi shel shulchan amedis. It was the mezgartoi, the rim that came up from the shulchan, that's what protected the bottom row of the lechem. Shel shulchan amedis es alechem. So here you see clearly, even though the mezgartoi came upwards, it did not affect the lechem to be on the shulchan, but adarabba. It was like facing towards outwards, protecting the lechem. Omula, they said back to Rabbi Yosi, no, mizgarta lamata hoisa, the mizgarta, this rim of the shulchan was not above, but rather was below, it went down with the tefach. So the chala did not affect the shulchan, the lechem, and it did not even protect the bottom row, the bottom lechem. Omer Rabbi Yochanan and says, l'divri yoyim, according to Mandi Omer that holds and says, mizgarta lamata hoisa, that the masgeris, this rim, was going downward. It did not come upwards. So it comes out the top of the shulchan was flat. There was nothing to hold anything inside it. And so you have a proof then that tavlo, if you have a board, hamisapechas, that the way you could use it to store something inside is to turn it upside down. But the way it is right now, it's flat, still tineya, still it's makabel tumah. In other words, the shulchan was makabel tumah. We'll bring proofs later. How do we know? The shulchan was makabel tumah. Now the shulchan itself was a pshuta kli eitz. It was only a smooth piece of wood. So if the mezgartoi comes up with is very good, that makes like a base kibbul, it could accept things. But if then the mezgartoi was lamato, so the top of the shulchan was just flat. So why is the makabel tumah? Elamai tzarai, if you have a flat piece of wood, but if you turn it upside down, then it could be mishtamish to be makabel to accept things inside it. That's also called the kli for makabel tumah. Therefore, the shulchan was makabel tumah. But ledivri yoyim, according to Mandi Yomadeh, it says, mizgarta lamalohoi, so that no, the mizgaris, this rim, was projecting upwards from the shulchan. So then, you have no proof. It could be then, tavla mithapechas teboi loch. Then you could have a question, what would be if you have a straight piece of wood that on top it does not hold anything? It's only if you turn it upside down, then it would hold something. Then you declare it for shiloh. In other words, from the shulchan itself, you have no proof, because it could be the shulchan, this mezgeres was coming upwards, that's what considered a base kibbul. So Mer says, Akol ponim michlal, it's a proof from here, the shulchan bar kibbulit tumu. Everybody holds that the shulchan itself was mekabel tumu. And the question is, why? Lechura kliyates for asui lenachasu. It was only a kliyate that was put down, lenachas to put the lechem on top of it. But it was not made to move around the shulchan. If so, the klal is the whole kliyates, any kliyates, ha'osel anachat, that the main purpose of the kliyates is just to put things down on top of it, but not to move it around, is ein makabel tumah. And we'll soon see why later, why the shulchan bikur is called the kliyates, even though it was covered up with gold, but still the main part of it is the kliyates, and it was only made lanachas, means just to put the lechem upon him on top of it, but who not to pick it up, since so then it should not be makabel tumah. And my time, what's the reason? that we say Kliyetz Osel Nachas is not Makabel Tumah. What's the reason? Because the Klal of Tumah is by Kliyetz at least Dum Yedesak Abinan. It has to be Dema to a sack. Ma sack, just like a sack. Mital to Molev Reik, and you move it around. Whether it's full, whether it's empty, of kol metalt lamolev reik, it has to be something that's moved around when it's full or when it's empty. So the question is, the chor the shulchan, once it's full, you do not move it around. The shulchan was made lenachas just to leave the lechem on it, not to move it around. So Mora says, no, I tell you that shulchan nami metalt lamolev reikim. The shulchan is also considered it was moved around when it was full and when it was empty. Why? To the Rosh Lakish, like Rosh Lakish says. The Yom Rosh Lakish says, my desiv, what does the Pasuk say? Allah Shulchan HaTor, put it down on the Shulchan, it's Tor. So here it's a Diyik Tor, Mechlal Diyikot Tumeya. Mashma the Shulchan could be Mechabot Tumah. Aye, the question is, why? The Chur, it's a Kliyetz, that's Oymed Lanachat, that should not be Mechabot Tumah. Ela, rather, the Pshat is, Melam, it comes to teach us, Shemagbi and Oysam, Loyle Regolam, that they used to, yes, pick up the Shulchan, even when it was Molay, even when it was full of lechem, they used to pick up the whole shulchan. Omar and by lechem, they would show the lechem to the people that came to be yellow regal. The Yomulem, we would tell them, Ru, look, and see, Chibas Mothe Mokim, see how much Hashem loves us. Because there was a nest with the lechem upon him. Kidder Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Yomer Yeshua ben Levi, Nes Godol Nasab lechem upon him. There was a tremendous nest that happened with the lechem upon him. That's the Luka Kisidurei. The same way when you put the lechem down, it was fresh. When they took it away, the next Shabbos was just as fresh. So that's a tremendous nest that the lechem stood fresh. It was good lechem. Shneim the pasuk says, "Losum lechem cham b'yom chal ha'kalkeil." That the same day they took it off, it was fresh and warm, the bread. So this nest, he wanted to show the people that came to be on the regal, to show them the chibaskim of the mokum, klais lofnei ha'mokum. Therefore, yes, they used to lift up and be metal to the shulchan when it was molly. So therefore, even though it's considered a pshute kliyetz, still it would be mekabel tumah. Now the Gemara asks the question, why? The tepek le'mishum tzipui. Why do you call the shulchan a kliyetz? The chur was covered up with gold. Says so, even though they don't pick it up, it's made out of matchis. And matchis, Rashi says, is not iskush lesak. Afil wasa nakas. Mekabel tumah, even though it's not meant to move it around when it's full, it just stays still. So it's mekabel tumah. Mila etnan, didn't we learn that what did you go bosa the tzipui? We learned hashulchan v'yadubaki. If you have this table, or the dubaki Rashi says shel or, it's like a tablecloth made out of skin, and we eat on top of it. She nifchasu, that became a hole, became broke. Or shechifan b'shayish, Rashi covered it up with shayish, with marble. So, it depends. V'shayah ben mokim hanochas kaisais. If you leave over places that you could put the kaisas cups down on it, so therefore, temeim, it's mekabel tumah. But in other words, if the shulchan, even though it was broke in the middle, but since part of the shulchan is still left over, a place enough to put down kaisas, put down cups on it, it's still called the shulchan, therefore it's mekabel tumah. Who was in this dubaki? That's this other type of a table teed on, made out of skin. So, and the Gemara says what? That you cover it up with shayish, with marble. Now, marble itself is the kli evin, it's not makabel tumah. But the leftover part of it that did not have marble on it, a place enough to put the kaisis on it, to put cups on it. So, therefore, since that place is choshev, it's makabel tumah. Rebbe Yudah says like this, mokam hanochas chaticha, Shayer in Rabbi Yudweimer Mokam Hanochas Chatichas. In other words, the piece of table, the part of the table that's still not broken, still left over, has to be big enough not just to put down kaisas, to put down cups, but has to be big enough to put down a portion of food on it. That's called Mokam Hanochas Chatichas. Or else a part that doesn't have marble over it has to be big enough to put down a portion of food. Then it's still Mekabel Tumah. A core point of the diik is shayir in loy shayir loy. If you left over a part of this dubaki that was not covered up with marble, the size of either kaisa or chatichas, then it's mekabel tumah. But if you did not leave over any place, those things covered over, it's not mekabel tumah. So what do you see? You go both of the tzipui. here that it's covered over with marble, with avonim, you go boss of the marble, it's not makabel tumah, there's no tumah. So by yos, where tzipui is with gold, with metal, metal is makabel tumah, so the chud shukun should be makabel tumah because of the tzipui. So what do you have to come on to? It's a kli eitz, hosel nachas, yes, that you pick it up, even without picking it up. The ma'aseh tzipui is covered up with matchas, with metal, that should be makabel tumah. Someone says, v'chitam, maybe you want to tell me, kan v'tzipui I made. Kan v'tzipui sheinu I made. Over there it's talking about that the marble was fastened to it tight. You can't take it apart. Therefore it's bottled, the ikar is the marble. But maybe in the shulchan, the gold was put on top, was not I mean, was not fastened, was not put down tight, you could take it apart. So therefore the ikar is not the gold, but still the wood. Someone says, no. How are we talking about here? Does the tzipui have to be dafka attached, or even if it's not attached? Do the rims have to be overlaid with the shayish, with the marble, or does the rims not have to be overlaid with the marble to make it not from a kabel tumah? The Yomalei said back to him like this, Loishna tzipa I made, for Loishna tzipa shenu I made, Loishna chipa es levazazin, Loishna lechipa es levazazin. In both cases, it's not makabel tumah. So who you see, you go boss of the tzipa, the covering, even though it's not fastened on. So again, we're still holding by the kasha, the shulchan, should be makabel tumah because of the zohov that was covered up with. Alright, we'll stop here.